Forecast for today, increasing cloudiness, chance for scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms, and a high approaching 80 degrees. 26th year of National Night Out in the Racine area, kicked off by members of public safety, government, faith-based groups, and the community. 1500 block of North Wisconsin Street is where it happened. Comments offered against the backdrop of the police department's rather large and impressive mobile command unit. Neighborhood watch leader Charlie French says it's always been an impressive showing in the Racine area, and that has helped in the fight against crime.
We at Neighborhood Watch are proud to work with law enforcement, fire and first responders in the community, not only on National Night Out, but every day as we carry out our mission to assist residents in creating safe, friendly, and attractive neighborhoods.
Alderman Tracy Lahren's been involved with Neighborhood Watch for years. She tells her constituents about getting involved, pushing back against the bad things that happen.
When constituents call me, my first words to them is always the Neighborhood Watch guidelines. Know your neighbors, call the police if you see something suspicious. So my thing is, neighbors who are neighborly make a better neighborhood, which makes a better community.
Mayor Dennis Weiser saying that no one can stop us from enjoying our community if we work together and stand together to keep the bad influences out. National Night Out activities also taking place at the Mount Pleasant COP House, the Kenosha Boys and Girls Club, and at Lincoln Park, also the Twin Lakes Police Department in western Kenosha County. Last month's flooding in the city of Burlington resulted in close to $1.7 million worth of damage, based on the documentation. FEMA team still putting together information that could lead to federal disaster help. During the council's Committee of the Whole meeting last night, Administrator Karina Walters noted that for insurance, the city has $100,000 coverage on water and sewer backup of the main building and the basement flooding that occurred, with a $1,000 deductible, leaving an obvious gap on the total, bigger without any outside help.
Obviously coinciding with all of the major infrastructure purchases that the City Council will have to be determining on what we allocate dollars for, is how we're going to be paying for that, right? And more than likely, that will the choices are our general fund, but our general fund doesn't necessarily have the dollars to support that if our general fund has approximately $350,000 in it. Or the other opportunity is bonding.
She said they may know in the next 2 to 3 weeks if disaster help will be available, but noted it would be part of a countywide declaration. Finance Director Steve DeQuaker said they keep finding more things that were damaged, the majority involving infrastructure, with the basement of the main building.
There's a Wisconsin Disaster Relief Fund. There's some other things. SBA has small business loans available for these types of things. All of those will be brought forward once these determinations are made. So it's not like we're just, if FEMA says no, we're out in the cold. There are other funds that could kick in and help us out.
Alderman Tom Voss suggested a minor or substantial tax increase may be coming if they have to approve a bonding issue to cover the gap, and the public needs to be aware of that possibility. Somebody who bought a Mega Millions lottery ticket in Pleasant Prairie purchased it at the BP gas station on 120th Avenue, matching all the five numbers, but not the Mega Ball, for the $1 million connected to that. Winner has 180 days in which to claim that prize. Racine County gets a grant for nearly $1 million for over the next 5 years for the Medical College of Wisconsin. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it's to expand on work already underway toward improving behavioral health outcomes for children in Racine.
The funding is the second phase of an 8-year grant program totaling about $1.5 million. C2MH and its community partners received initial funding last June for Phase 1, which consisted of a year of learning and planning. The plans include several targeted strategies aimed at improving children's social-emotional health and development, which will be measured largely through student surveys within the Racine Unified School District. The project is being funded by the Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Famed Notre Dame head football coach Ara Parsegian has died at the age of 94. He led the Fighting Irish to national championships in 1966 and 73. Locally, Lee Lucarelli of Racine at the age of 82 passed away on July the 30th. Funeral services will be taking place Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Marsh Meredith and Acklin Funeral Home. Those will be followed by a visitation that will be taking place involving family and friends. And Jeanette Perro of Racine at the age of 96 passed away July the 30th at Lakeland Nursing Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services Friday morning, 11 o'clock, the Marsh Meredith and Acklin Funeral Home. Friends and relatives can meet with the family Friday at the funeral home beginning at 10 a.m. Recent flooding in Burlington opening up the door to revisit consolidated dispatch for the city, rejected when first presented years ago, but now with leadership aware of how it can work, given the Racine County Communication Center took over city 911 dispatching duties for several days. During an almost 90-minute segment of the Burlington Council's Committee of the Whole last night, Administrator Karina Walter said the timing is right, given that it could be $250,000 to get the city's dispatch facility back to operational status.
In light of the walkthrough that many of you, if not all of you, had last Tuesday downstairs in the PD, there's a lot of destruction. So now it's carefully and strategically and dutifully presenting that information to allow you to make those decisions. That's what this is. That first initial step of this is what the county does, this is how the county does it, this is how the city does dispatching.
The initial estimate to join could be upwards of $195,000. Jackie Bratz leads the county's communication center and said the facility and the structure are there now to add Burlington.
Operating for some of the Burlington operations, since the flood, we continue to dispatch the fire and rescue, answering the 911 calls. There is an extra station in our dispatch center where the dispatcher could come join us from Burlington, and that person could sit at a separate station and operate on your police department channel if you so wished. I believe we offered that last week, and that offer still stands, should you want to do that.
County technician Pete Kinzelman noted that both the main dispatch center at Ives Grove and the backup site at the Racine PD Safety Building have the capability. Burlington Chief Mark Anderson, though, does not think consolidated dispatch is a good idea. Alderman Ruth Dowidziak wondered what would truly be gained by closing the police building and losing the local connection.
To me, what we're offered here, the above and beyond, is a huge value. I mean, I've called the non-emergency number a stupid amount of times, and they're always very patient with me. But I can say, you know, oh, this house, you know, it's this color on this street, don't know the number. Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So it's little things like that that I think enhances the service to here. That being said, again, I think it's part of due diligence to look at the numbers.
Administration's going to continue talking to the county and do its fact-finding for a future meeting about consolidated dispatch with the Burlington Council. The athletic department at UW Parkside found to have 9 secondary-level violations of student eligibility over a 4-year period by the NCAA's Office of Enforcement. This after an independent review of compliance issues and based on the school's self-reporting of an ineligible student-athlete, all leading in changes to procedure and oversight. Even though a special legislative session on the proposed incentive package for Foxconn began Tuesday, a vote on the package may not come until later in the month. There is a public hearing scheduled Thursday afternoon before the Assembly's Committee on Jobs and the Economy. Both Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave and Kenosha County Exec Jim Cruiser are scheduled to testify on that $3 billion incentive package, which reportedly includes provisions to reimburse up to 40% of local incentives if the deal should fall through. Donations from several businesses, including S.C. Johnson in Racine, going to help the American Red Cross cover about half the cost of providing services to the victims of the recent flooding. Jim Ladwig, Director of Global Community Affairs for SCJ, presented the check for $100,000, Walmart donating $50,000, 4 other Wisconsin companies each providing $10,000. Governor Walker on hand to highlight the flood relief efforts to date. Mount Pleasant murder victim Olivia McKay buried today in Kenosha after a private church service late this morning. Then this evening, it's a candlelight prayer vigil scheduled at the north end of Kennedy Park Drive on Kenosha's lakefront. The 17-year-old McKay's body found the early afternoon of July the 24th on property along Louis Sorensen Road. An autopsy confirming the death to be a homicide, but Mount Pleasant police holding back most details, including how she died, to aid in the investigation. A new gazebo now formally graces the open space at the south end of Pershing Park Drive on Racine's lakefront, thanks to a donation from the Kiwanis Club of Racine. A brief ribbon-cutting ceremony last night for the structure, which is part of the overall transformation of Samuel Myers Park. Local Kiwanis Club President Gary Siegman said the organization dedicated to helping kids and the community, and it resulted in that $25,000 donation.
That's what Kiwanis is all about, is giving back to the local community and international, saving children, helping them. And so we thought this would be a wonderful park to donate a gazebo to. That's how it started.
Dr. Julie Kinzelman is the Racine Health Department's laboratory director and a water quality specialist, who said the work at the park has included creating a wetland, removing invasive plant species, and planting some 40,000 native plants and more than 100 trees, all to prevent stormwater runoff from entering the lake.
This particular beach was posted for decades by the health department as unsafe for swimming, and we've removed that sign, and we're starting to monitor, and hopefully people will be able to go in the water, you know, because we have all this native landscape to help capture stormwater runoff.
The park just south of Gateway Technical College has a newly paved parking lot and some trails along the shoreline. Last night, the Kenosha County Board became the latest governing body to support legislation in Madison that deals with a so-called dark store loophole. A lot of the big box retailers appealing their assessments, claiming that their buildings ought to be assessed as if they're empty. Supervisor Boyd Frederick says the proposed legislation would change that.
The Assembly and the Senate will be taking up probably within this month where it defines the dark property as something that has been vacated. So this way we can take a look at the properties like Target, Walmart, and that as full properties.
The resolution supporting the proposed dark store legislation approved unanimously. Racine County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Jenny Trick in Burlington last night for an update to the Common Council on their downtown strategic initiative. But you just knew the topic of Foxconn would come up, and sure enough it did. The question, offered somewhat tongue-in-cheek, was how close were we in the running to get Foxconn?
I love this guy, right? Yeah, really close. That's right. Had it not been that flood, they would have been here, right? Yeah. I thought maybe you were going to ask me to pitch this and just answer any questions you might have about the project.
After laughing off an actual response, Trick did indicate Foxconn will have a domino effect in other areas and that it's an example of being ready for business opportunity.
I'm pleased that you're looking at expanding your BMOP, because really what we want to encourage all of our communities to make sure that you have space for businesses and that how-to guide is ready and ready to go, so that when you are met with investment opportunities, you are ready to deliver an option to meet their needs.
Nobody pressing Trick any further on Foxconn. She called it a huge win for Wisconsin, praising the leadership of Governor Walker. By the way, the incentive package to Foxconn said to be worth $3 billion, but apparently, according to reports in the business world, Ohio had offered about $1 billion more, still lost the electronic giant's first plant in the U.S. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.